The Open Conspiracy, Blueprint for a World Revolution by H.G. Wells. Narrated by Peter Lerman, a member of SAG-AFTRA. 1. The Present Crisis in Human Affairs. The world is undergoing immense changes. Never before have the conditions of life changed so swiftly and enormously as they have changed for mankind in the last 50 years. We have been carried along, with no means of measuring the increasing swiftness in the succession of events. We are only now beginning to realize the force and strength of the storm of change that has come upon us. These changes have not come upon our world from without. No meteorite from outer space has struck our planet. There have been no overwhelming outbreaks of volcanic violence or strange epidemic diseases. The sun has not flared up to excessive heat or suddenly shrunken to plunge us into Arctic winter. The changes have come through men themselves. Quite a small number of people, heedless of the ultimate consequence of what they did, one man here and a group there, have made discoveries and produced and adopted inventions that have changed all the condition of social life. We are now just beginning to realize the nature of these changes, to find words and phrases for them and put them down. First, they began to happen, and then we began to see they were happening. And now we are beginning to see how these changes are connected together and to get the measure of their consequences. We are getting our minds so clear about them that soon we shall be able to demonstrate them and explain them to our children in schools. We do not do so at present. We do not give our children a chance of discovering that they live in a world of universal change. What are the broad lines upon which these alterations of condition are proceeding? It will be most convenient to deal with them in the order in which they came to be realized and seen clearly, rather than by the order in which they came about or by their logical order. They are more or less interdependent changes. They overlap and interact. It was only in the beginning of the 20th century that people began to realize the real significance of that aspect of our changing conditions to which the phrase, the abolition of distance, has been applied. For a whole century before that, there had been a continual increase in the speed and safety of travel and transport, and the ease and swiftness with which messages could be transmitted. But this increase had not seemed to be a matter of primary importance. Various results of railway, steamship, and telegraph became manifest. Towns grew larger, spreading into the countryside. Once inaccessible lands became areas of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?